have you been doing
since
you came out?
I came out, I was a rookie free agent with Jacksonville in 04 after Illinois. Spent the whole preseason there and stuff, got released. Worked all kind of odd jobs and stuff, substitute teaching, you know, laying carpet, doing flooring, anything you could think of. Then got picked up, sent over to Europe for a season. Was in camp with Dallas last year. Got released in the preseason and went back to work again, substitute teaching, same stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then 3 weeks before the Super Bowl, Seattle called me up and told me that they wanted me to come to the Super Bowl. So it's been all good things since then.
How does that work? They had film on you from preseason games, or?
Did
you get some good time? Or?
My agent just was working with them, trying to get me picked up in the off season. You know, maybe allocated back to Europe, or just get put in the off season program. And I came out here for a workout during the season. I guess they liked what I did, so they decided to put me on practice squad the last 3 weeks. So I was more than willing to do that.
So do you have a teaching credential then, or how does that work that you can
It's more like it's just a substitute thing. Yeah, substitute certificate that you do. You got to renew it every year, so hopefully I won't have to do it again for a while.
And where was this at?
Back home in Miami, Florida.
Miami, Florida, so what grade?
High school.
And all levels?
All grades, 9 through 12. Ninth is the worst, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, give me your, give me your all-time sub story of, like, you know, you go in and...
I tell you what, I gained more and more respect for those teachers every day I went in there to work. I mean, you know, I remember, it wasn't that long ago since I was in high school, but yeah. I don't remember kids being that bad. I don't think we were ever that bad. It was all fun, you know, the kids, maybe they were giving me a hard time because we were so close in age, but
yeah.
It's tough, man. I give all the credit in the world to those teachers. I don't know how they do it.
I mean, you're a pretty big guy. I mean, it's
right.
Like, what sorts of stuff are they pulling? Just kind of...
They give you the whole thing, you know. Everybody's got to go to the bathroom. You know, everybody, when the sub comes in, everybody's got to go to the bathroom. You know, everybody wants to go somewhere, you know. They all want you to let them out early. They see a young guy, you know, they think they can all joke around and stuff. All the girls have crushes on you and stuff. So I've seen it all.
And how long did you do that for?
I did it for a couple months, past 2 years, you know, up until football took over. And you know, I was still training and stuff in between all that. So
It's
just something, you know, you got to work. You need money, so.
Well, laying carpet now, that is not good. Neat. I mean.
You could talk to my dad about that. He's been doing it for 50 years.
Really?
So, yeah, he's been doing it for 50 years. So, you know, I was helping him out whenever he had jobs and stuff. He's still doing it till today, so I'm hoping to get him off his knees sometime.
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah. So, and you said some other odd jobs. Were there a couple other things that you've done? Or?
Painting houses, cutting lawns, you know, anything you could think of, washing cars, you know, you name it, I was doing it.
Well, you come here, I mean, they've got a first-round pick, Stevens. I mean, Neely's been in the league forever. Yet here it is, the first week of camp, and it looks like you're getting some opportunities because those guys are out.
Yeah, you know, I feel comfortable because I was, you know, here those 3 weeks, and I got to know those guys. I've just been learning so much from those guys, you know. Neely's, like you said, been in the league 10 years, and I learned something new from him every day. You know, little tricks and little ways to work in the offense and stuff, and, it's getting me better every day, just watching those guys, watching them on film and watching how they prepare and work and stuff. You know, I'm just trying to take advantage of my opportunities that I got here.
Today seemed to be a productive day for you, at least from what I saw. I mean, you made some nice catches and that sort of thing. How does that kind of make you feel?
It makes me feel good, but, you know, like, it's only one day. We got, you know, 20 more days to go, so I'm hoping that I can get a chance to do that in some games and stuff, and, you know, we'll see what happens.
What have you learned from being in camp over what you have to do over the course of camp, and is there a way that you pace yourself, or how do you survive?
You know, you just take it one day at a time. You know, one day at a time, one practice at a time. If you start looking at you know, the days that you got and all that, you get depressed, and you know, I don't even know what day it is today, honestly. You know, you just take it one day at a time, one practice at a time, and, you know, call a girlfriend every now and then, you know, tell her you miss her, and that's it.
Yeah, and just keep focused with what
exactly,
you're doing.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, it's more of a, you know, a lot of it's got to do with the mental grind of it. A lot of it's mental, so once you get past that, good.
For the details of this, can you tell me what classes, what are some of the subjects you've taught?
I've done it. I have science, English, you name it. I was a security guard one day. They just threw me in anywhere. They saw a big guy. They said, you can be a security guard today. So that was probably my worst day, actually.
Really? What high school?
Miami Southridge High School.
And you were going to say because? It was your worst day because?
Because instead of having, 40 kids, you got 4,000 kids. So, you got more kids, more problems, so.
I mean, did you have to do anything kind of scary, or was it?
No, it wasn't too bad. I had a walkie-talkie, so I was always calling for backup. That was my my little protection.
Yeah. Well, thanks much.
No problem.
Good luck.
Take care. Thanks.